理课堂听 class.com。
例如，他昨天又来还我钱，他忘记上个月他已经还过了。Yesterday, he came to pay me back the money. He forgot having paid it last month. 这句话是这样的 ，She forgot 或者 he forgot having paid it back last month.这句话呢说明忘记后面接的是动名词的完成式，因为他这个动作已经上个月已经还过了，所以已经还过了，所以用 having paid it。 那忘记后面接的是动名词，因为他已经做了这个事情，但是他现在忘了，所以 he forgot having paid it back last month. So yesterday he came to pay me again第三种情况是 remember to do something， 表示记着去做某事。而 remember doing something 呢是记得做过某事。remember to do something 说明这个事情呢还没有做，而 remember doing something 呢是做过某事，现在还记得做，这个事情已经做过了，现在还记得做。这种情况跟 forget to do something 跟 forget doing something 一样。这两个词呢可以一起记。我们看例句。Do you remember meeting me at a party last year? 你记得去年在一次宴会上见过我吗？说明已经见过。Do you remember meeting me at a party last year? 说明已经见过。我们看再看另一句。You must remember to leave tomorrow. 你一定要记得明天离开。因为还没有离开嘛，所以用 remember to leave tomorrow， 用动词不定式表示将来还没有做的事情。 remember doing something 这个事情已经做过了，这两个词 remember 跟 forget 这个在这种情况下是一致的。 OK， 我们再看 stop 这个词哈。 stop to do something 表示停下来去做另外一件事，就停止一件事To do something 呢，做了另外一件事情。另外 ，stop doing something 呢，是停止做某事，这个事情不做了 ，stop doing something。我们看例句 ，She stopped to have a rest on a big rock by the side of the path. She stopped to have a rest on a big rock by the side of the path. 她停下来，在路边一块石头上休息。那么是她停下来走路 ，to have a rest。那么停下来去休息，所以是用动词不定式。另外一句 As long as you live your heart never stops beating， 只要你活着你的心脏就永远不会停止跳动， you stop beating 就停止跳动。 OK， 这个 stop to do something 跟 stop doing something 的区别，这个可能大家都比较明白哈。 NextRegret to do something 表示对尚未做的事或正在做的事呢表示遗憾，而 regret doing something 呢表示对已经做过的事情表示后悔，对已经做过的事情表示后悔 regret doing something， 而 regret to do something 对尚未做这个事情我可能还没有做，或者我正要准备要做，但是我是表示一种遗憾。Okay， 我们说看两个例句。 I regret saying that， 我后悔说过那句话。或者 I regret to tell you the following truth， 我非常遗憾地告诉你下面这个事实。 I regret to tell you the following truth， 说明那个告诉这个动作快要告诉了，因为他还没有告诉，所以我现在表示遗憾。6第六种情况就是 try to do something， 表示努力去做某事。try my best to do something， try to do something 表示努力去做某事，而 try doing something 是等于说做某事呢试一试，做某事呢试一试。这两个区别是一个是努力，一个是试一试。 我们看例句。You must try to do it again. 你必须想办法，想方设法再做一次，表示努力。You must try to do it again. 就是想办法努力再去做一次。那么再看一个例句。Let's try doing the work in some other way. Let's try doing the work in some other way. 咱们用另外一种方法做试试看。Try doing the work in some other way. 试着做这个工作。用另外一种方式，所以说用另外一种方式做这个工作，试试看，试着这么说，一个是努力，试着是 try doing， 努力的是 try to do。 另外 mean to do something 表示打算做某事，意欲做某事，想做某事。 mean to do something， mean doing something 呢，表示意味着这某事，意味着。所以这两个，一个是 mean to 等于 intend to，因为这个事情还没有做，就打算要做，意欲做某事。mean doing something 是意味着，表示意味着做某事。如 If it means delaying more than a week, I will not wait. 如果这意味着拖延一个多星期，我就不等了。所以 means 后面是 delaying more than a week， means 意味着拖延一个星期，所以我就不等了。It means delay. 另外一个 I mean to help you but and nothing else. 我只是想帮助你，没有别的。 I mean to help you， 我打算帮助你，并不是我意味着帮助你，就是我是想帮助你的，我意欲帮助你。 I mean。 另外一个，哎，我真的不是要伤害你。 I didn't mean to hurt you. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry. 好，我们翻译一个句子。宣布台独就是对中国宣战，这是我们现在常说的一句话。同学们翻译一下子，宣布台独呢也可以用动名词，就是等于意味着对中国宣战，也是用动名词短语。我们一起做一下，宣布用 declare， 那么Declaring Taiwan independent means declaring war on China. 再说一遍， Declaring Taiwan independence 或者 Declaring Taiwan independent means declaring war on China. 好，这是 means 啊 mean 这个词 mean to do something 表示想要做什么事，意欲做某事啊 mean doing something 表示意味着做某事，这个意义是截然不同的。 The meaning is different. The meaning of mean to do something and mean doing something are different. 我们看第八种情况，就是 go on to do something， 表示做了一件事情又去做另外一件事情，接着去做另外一件事情。 go on to do something， go on doing something 呢，继续做原来的事情。 go on to do， go on doing 是实际上是接着做，一个是接着这个事情做完了然后再做另外一件事情。 go on doing 呢是一件事情接着做同一件事情。我们看两个例句。 After he finished his math he went on to do his physics。 他做完数学以后呢，接着又做物理。 Next I hopeIt won't going on raining all day long. 我希望这雨呢别一整天下个没完。It won't go on raining， 一直下一直下，那个雨是一直下，对吧？ Go on raining。 好，动名词就讲到这里，现在我们在课堂上做一些练习，加强巩固。第一个练习是根据括号里的汉语动词用动名词结构填空。 Number one， 第一，游泳 is a very enjoyable exercise。 那么游泳用 swimming 非常简单， swimming is a very enjoyable exercise。 Number two， his work is 修自行车，那么 his work is repairing bicycles，也加个 bicycle 也加 s。 Number three， Europeans use a knife and fork 吃肉 For eating meat 也叫 for Use a knife and fork For eating meat 吃肉不能用 eating meat For eating meat 目的啊，用介词短语这是做介宾的介宾结构 Number 4 You will only succeed by 努力工作那么只有努力工作你才能成功那么 by 后面一个介词后面用什么呢动名词介宾啊 working hard Number 5 I don't want to force you into 做违反你愿意的事情你意愿的事情我不想强迫你做违反你意愿的事情那么 force somebody into 强迫某人做某事 into 这个介词短语是一个介词那么后面用接动名介宾结构Doing something against your will. Number 6. Tom hates 早晨九点以前起床 Hates doing something 不喜欢 Hates Getting up before 9 o'clock Getting up before 9 o'clock 早上九点以前起床 Number 7. I couldn't help 迟到那么能用 late 吗Help 后面是 doing something Being late Late 是个形容词所以不能用因为形容词后面加个 be Being late I couldn't help being late 我不得不迟到 My train was delayed by a heavy fog Next 等着没用 There won't be another bus 那么等着没用呢 It's no use doing something right It's no use waitingIt's no use waiting, 等着没用。Number 9, are you against 今天开会？那么 against 介词后面接宾语，动名词宾。今天开会 ，against 后面 having the meeting today. Number 10, instead of I 批评 she ought to be praised. 不仅不应该 I 批评，她还应该受到表扬 ，ought to be praised.应该得到表扬，所以后面动词不定式用的是被动。那么 instead of I 批评，批评是 criticize， 那么 I 批评呢？被批评，虽然是被批评，用 be 加个 criticized， 那么 be 呢变成 of， 因为是 instead of 介词后面介宾啊 ，instead of 后面是那个 being，be 就变成 being criticized， she ought to be praised， 这是。短语填空下面我们看一些翻译练习用动名词结构把句子翻成英语 Number one 他听见敲门声停止了工作去开门那么这里面核心是一个停止了工作去开门对吧停止了工作工作没有做了停止了工作去开门那么这句话怎么办呢他听见敲门声的时候我们可以这么翻用从句 When she heard the knocking at the door She stopped working to open the door 停止一件事情去干点 She stopped working to open the door Number two 谢谢你给我写信那句子比较简单句式很简单 Thank somebody for doing something 那么我们这句话很简单 Thank you for writing to me Number three 雨停了太阳开始出来了那么太阳开始出来那么开始出来是吧开始出来雨停了呢也可以用 stop doing something 那么太阳出来呢 began 那么这里面雨停了用 stop raining 那么 it stopped raining and the sun began to shine 太阳开始照了后面用动词不定式 Next 希望你原谅我问了那么多问题那么 excuse me right forgive me for doing something right or excuse somebody for doing something or for having done 那么这句话呢后面问了那么多问题问过了那么是谁问的呢我问的这么多问题所以后面要用动名词的完成式而且要用什么呢带一个叫逻辑主语 当然也可以用 excuse somebody for doing something, excuse somebody for having done something, right? 可以，这句话可以这么翻译。I hope you will excuse me for having asked all these questions. 或者 I hope you will forgive me for having asked all these questions. 因为那个问那个动作已经问过了。Excuse somebody for doing something. 原谅某人，因为那个 excuse me 后面那个 for 后面那个 doing 那个 doing having asked 那个 ask 就是我发生的，所以直接可以用 excuse me for having asked so many questions.